service, Master. We merely await your word.
WMFR in Medford.
Cure these natty lettuce tomatoes.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm the god of hellfire.
Hi, god of hellfire.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
We had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
We couldn't afford costumes, so on Halloween us kids just wore sheets. In fact, we were so poor the rest of the year we wore pillowcases.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, you.
Plastic
strawberries.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Community and sometimes Educational Radio. And I'm your host, Edward Bukert. And tonight, for the second week in a row, we are celebrating Halloween because it's such a great musical holiday, a fun holiday all around. And if you're here last week, you know I'm reusing my ambiance with that wonderful Vincent Price laugh at the beginning. But it's perfect. This just matches Halloween. There was a couple of years ago, I had an amplifier outside when kids used to come around and get their candy, demand their candy. And I played this, and, well, people loved it. So anyway, yes, we are celebrating Halloween this evening. And we started off the show with a Japanese band, of course, because this is a Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time. And that was the feminine duo Chiba Mato and the Candyman from Viva La Woman. And then we heard from the real Halloween kind of guitar player from the bands that he's been in, Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson. Yes, the hard rockin' and yet still often enough chicken pickin' guitar virtuoso, John Five. And that was a collaboration with Joe Satriani, The Werewolf of Westeria, which is about the real life evil monster Albert King, who was committed heinous crimes in the 1920s. He raped and murdered children after luring them, and he actually ate some of them. Yes, Albert Fish, The Werewolf of Westeria. And that was off of John Five's album, The Devil Knows My Name. So we've got so much great music for you this evening, mixing it up with electronic and jazz and rock and roll and ambient and even some Gregorian chant in the show. And also we've got several contributions and inspirations from journalist, anarchist extraordinaire Chuck Yu, including in the next set some two different Christian preachers who I happened to hear on Chuck Yu's WMBR show. I lost in the margin. Well, he fills in, yes, as well as hosting in the margin sometimes. And so there are these two Christian preachers that are recording. He was playing them on his show. And I snagged them and mixed them on top of a kind of electronic-ish piece by this, somewhat obscure band, The Tenth Planet, the song called Ghosts. And that's in the next set. And then another sound collage song that I remixed for you is Henry Rollins on top of Motley Crue's God Bless the Children of the Beast. But we're also going to be hearing from The Cars and some Billie Holiday and Motorhead in the next set. And before we go any further, I just want to ask, if you were bothered by the airplane noises over, well, this Tufts, Medford, Somerville area the last 2 days, especially, well, Boston West Fair Skies is the organization that's trying to do something about that. And you can find out how to complain to Massport. And their website is bostonwestfairskies.org. So, yeah, if you're upset about the airplane noise, go there. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Well, let's get the rest of your Halloween Friday night sound collage party going. Here once again is Chiba Mato with 10th floor ghost girl. She talks like an American, but she dances like a Brazilian.
No way. as well give up the fire. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again when he sings that siren song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight again. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again when he sings that siren song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. With that old devil called love.
I can only write this behind a locked door for fear of the world coming down on top of my head. I was at a Walmart in Joplin, Missouri recently. I was standing in line with some shaving cream. All around me, Halloween displays were up and Halloween candy was everywhere. I stood in a long line of all kinds of people. Most of them were holding bags of candy. Men, coming home from work, tired-eyed, with slightly bent backs dressed in heavy clothing, standing in line with nothing in their hand but a bag of candy to give to little kids. I didn't think they did that anymore. I tried to imagine kids going door to door where I live. No way. Standing in line with the humans and their candy, it made me feel like I came from a different planet where the streets were covered with bullet casings and dried blood. I'm screwed up and sentimental, I know. I remember how much I used to look forward to Halloween. 24 hours later, I was in Ohio, at a hotel near the Greyhound station, where drug dealers were working the parking lot. Some things are over with, really over with.
The cross started to show immediately. People started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away. I cable back and forth at me. And he told me how, you know, how he confiscates money. He says he's on this station, it's over 40 states. And he'll go on there and he'll get on the radio and he'll say, I know that listening to my little boys tonight, that there's some lady out there and you've got $10 put away in a cookie jar. Now God spoke to my heart and told me to go and tell you to get that $10. Get it in the mail and send it to me. God will bless you. God will give you a reward such as you've never known before. Then he comes back to me and tells me, he says, if you're on the radio and you're well over 40 states and you're on at prime time, you've got thousands of people listening, the chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's a go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
He was smiling through his own personal hell. Dropped his last dime in a wishing well, but he was hoping too close and then he fell. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. He was always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum, but goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Nobody treated him nice while he was alive. You can't buy no respect like the library.
offering will be legendary, even in hell.
Here on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage, we're celebrating Halloween. And we began that set you just heard with the Japanese duo Chiba Mato, 10th Floor Ghost Girl from their Hotel Valentine album. And then a genre jump to some classic jazz with Billie Holiday, That Old Devil Called Love. And then a Plastic Sushi layering of Henry Rollins' Halloween spoken word piece and Motley Crue's God Bless the Children of the Beast. And then another, I call this the next one you heard. Well, it started off with a band called the 10th Planet and their Ministry of Sound mix of a song called Ghosts, and then inspired by Chuck Yu, who played those excerpts of two different Christian preachers on his Lost in the Margin show several years ago. And one of them, the first one, was clearly in it for the money, even if he wasn't going to admit it, but going out, getting a Cadillac. And more particularly, he's there urging people to go and give him money, kind of doing that prosperity Bible kind of thing with you'll get the money back tenfold. Yeah, sure. But right there at the end, he's talking about, give me your money, and then when I die, I'm not going to go and give it to strangers. I'm going to give it to my children, just like my daddy did. And then the other one, who was in the racket there too, but at least he's a bit more honest in explaining it to us about how he got some chemical that when it got wet, it turned red, and he kind of put a cross on his head that when he perspired, then people were watching him and nudging each other. God, obviously, showing how he approved of this guy and speaking through him. Those preacher guys seemed like it was the 1960s era, I think. Perhaps 10 years in either direction, but with not of the 21st century, I'd say. And then we heard Daniel Johnston and his version of Casper the Friendly Ghost, the theme song to that cartoon. And then we heard from the Cars, Candy O, off of that album of the same name. And that was a Roy Thomas Baker production. And he's one of the producers who I've been thinking about another Tears of the Gods sub-series, where we'd be focused on not necessarily any, well, we wouldn't be having a featured band, but we'd have a featured producer. And Roy Thomas Baker and Brian Eno and Matt Lang are the producers who I'd like to honor initially with a show that way. Shows that way. I think we can do one show each. And we finished off with Lemmy and Motorhead and Devil I Know from Kiss of Death. And backing me up right now, yes, Brian Eno collaborating with Daniel Langua and a song called Sirens. And of course, sirens being these mythological women who lured the sailors by the sounds of their voices to their death on the shore, or something like that. So, on the next set, we're going to go in a full circle way by starting off and ending with songs from AC/DC. And then in between there, we're going to be hearing a recording of a live performance by Negative Land. The It's All in Your Head live at the Middle East, recorded, I believe, around 2006 by Chuck Yu. A piece called God and Religion. And we're also going to be hearing from the Native American artist and activist, yes, John Trudell, and some Led Zeppelin in the next set, and some Elvis Presley as well. And, well, why don't we get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party continuing right now as we celebrate Halloween? Yes, celebrate Halloween, as I said, with how about some sweet candy? Oh, yeah. Sweet candy.
Slides down the pole. act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Mm-hmm. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh yes you are. Devil in disguise. Didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
God and religion is
clearly a historical, culturally determined concept. God and religion is.
Kant, Immanuel Kant, Bertrand Russell said, we don't know the intrinsic nature of the physical world. The intrinsic nature of the physical world is just revealed to us from the outside, from how it looks, from how every physical particle affects every other physical particle. But what's it like in itself? What's the thing in itself?
Were you ever puzzled about God?
Thesis of how we believe that humans are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals. It is almost impossible for us to look out at nature and not find some sort of pattern and then tell a story about it. That's what myths and stories are all about, is giving some meaning to the pattern. Now, the question is the pattern real or not? The one best method we have for determining that is science.
When do you think of God, Douglas?
I think of God when I'm lying in bed, Miss Parker. It makes me feel better. I seem to go to sleep faster.
One of the greatest remaining mysteries of science is the enigma of human consciousness. What makes us who we are creates that sense of the self and the world. Understanding how the brain creates the self is one of the holy grails of modern science.
And, you know, only in America would a conversation like this consistently be brought back to this need to prove God. Look, you can't prove it. Let me just say it as clearly as I can. There are no proofs of God. Whether there is a God or not, nobody knows. We'll find out, I guess, in the end. But in the meantime, as storytelling animals, we continue to spin stories about our world, and the scientific worldview is our story for today.
Were you ever puzzled about God?
Well, you don't have an answer.
Were you ever puzzled?
There is a sense, I think, in Christianity, as with other religions,
that somehow Christians are better than others.
What do I say to Muslim or other non-believers?
I would invite an Orthodox believing Jew, look at your scripture.
I would never put down somebody else's faith, but I would certainly try and encourage them to look critically at Christianity and at what they believe. And if they will, I think God the Father will bring them to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is the true and one way.
Concept. One natural speculation is that intrinsic nature of the physical world has something very deep to do with consciousness. This leads to what philosophers call panpsychism.
I don't think panpsychism has. My own view is consciousness is good and something special about human beings, and it's not everywhere. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. It's not everywhere. If it's a fundamental, it would be matter is everywhere. Electrons are everywhere. Consciousness just hides in very special brains.
Well, Barclay would say, have you ever seen anything without consciousness?
Well, that's true. But
no, every time you see something, you're conscious.
Well, that's right. But consciousness goes where I go, where minds go. But minds aren't everywhere. Electrons don't have any minds.
Do we really have any record of any observations of anything that didn't involve consciousness? No, because the observation was conscious.
You're getting spooky on me. I think we've got to end this conversation because before I get really weirded out...
What puzzled you most?